Time now on our pregame show to visit with Tom Ceratore, head coach of the BSU Beavers. Tom, you've been able to spend some time out here with your family over the holidays. It's not something a coach typically gets in season. What's that recharge been like for you?
It's been fun, Schultz, and you're right. It's the first time I've ever been away from home at Christmas, and it was a lot of fun. And since we're playing out here and since my son had to be back Christmas Day, we came out here and we spent the holidays, and my kids had a fun time. And again, it was something different. So sometimes, something different is a lot of fun.
I know when you combine elevation and the first couple of practices after break, that's got to be the worst thing ever for a player. Individually, which is worse, elevation or coming back after break?
Schultz, that's a loaded question. I don't know. Probably the elevation a little bit. But I was surprised. I thought our practice would be worse on Thursday night. I really did. And it actually wasn't a bad practice. We had a few guys who really struggled, with the altitude. It was a lot better yesterday. So, hopefully it'll be a lot better today. So being out here a couple of days, it helps you settle in a little bit. You got to remember back in the day when we were in the same league as Air Force, we'd come out here on a Thursday. And that Thursday practice was a nightmare. And Friday was a tough game for us always. You got to really keep it simple early on Friday just because, they usually have a little more energy than, the visiting teams. But I think getting here 2 days early sure helps.
Logistically, this trip has kind of been a nightmare with guys kind of joining the group on different spots throughout the trip. Logistically, how have they handled it?
I think well, and I don't think it has been a logistical nightmare, quite honestly. It might sound that way when you've got 10 guys meeting us at the Denver airport, 8 or 9 guys meeting us at the Minneapolis airport. Getting out of Bemidji was probably the most logistical nightmare, just with the foot of snow that we got right there. And we had eight players and some staff go from Bemidji to the Minneapolis airport. And again, that was a battle. You were on that bus trip, so you would know better than I would. But
I slept the whole way.
Okay. But again, it all worked out. And let things play out, and it played out well. And everybody got here on time. We had practice on time on Thursday night, and that's all you have to be concerned about.
You've said throughout the years that once the game starts, you don't ever think about who the coach is in the other bench. Last year, though, was your first time coaching against your kid. Looking back a year ago, what was that like?
That was pretty fun. And again, it wasn't that big a deal. I'm so wrapped up in, you're so wrapped up in your own season and what you need to do as a coach and a team. You're proud of your son, of what he's accomplished. He's playing Division I hockey. He's playing in a good program. He's having a good experience. And I think you look at those particular things, and it's so positive. But I really wasn't wrapped up in, Matt last year versus Tom or anything like that. Because, again, I don't want to sit there and be cliche-ish and say, hey, when the puck drops, it's business. But it really is, Schultz. And you're so concerned about, again, your own group. And obviously, again, you want to do well. You want to do well probably a little more just because, again, there's more people watching. We have a lot of family out here this weekend and a lot of family, watching last weekend. So, you want your own team. You're proud of your own team, and you want your own team to play well. And I think that's probably, it probably takes over a little bit more than it normally does as far as a coach and a player. I think Matt probably had a little more hop in his step last year as well. But you got to kind of, let that stuff play out a little bit, but then you got to let it go and worry about your own team and worry about the game.
How's Matt doing?
He's not going to play this weekend, Schultz. He's still struggling a little bit, but he's getting a lot better, but he's still not 100% right there, and he's just not he's not comfortable right now.
More with Coach Ceratore when we return. Pregame show continues on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to our pregame show on the Beaver Radio Network, part 2 with head coach Tom Ceratore. This is a very special place with obviously what it means for the country, but well, you look back over the years in the CHA when we were playing each other all the time. There are a lot of great games. Any moments stand out in your mind of games and series, either out here or against Air Force?
Yeah, there's one that, if we're using the word nightmare a couple times earlier in the interview, 2008, 2009 season, the year we went to the Frozen Four, we came out here. I think it was week 2, Schultz. I think we got swept by Mankato opening weekend. You might remember this too. We got swept by Mankato. We came out here, and we got destroyed both nights. And, we started 0-4, and I think that's what it was. And but we hardly touched the puck. They ran us out of the building both nights. I'm going, my gosh, what kind of season is this going to be for us? And I remember we had a big team meeting, and I'm not big on team meetings, mostly after. But after the Friday night game, I mean, it was like, I mean, we got literally ran out of the building, and we had a little team meeting, and it was a lot of pointed discussions, and the next night wasn't any better. Then the next weekend, we split with St. Cloud, and then we started kind of getting our bearings, and we played pretty good. But that stands out how bad we got beat that particular year. And then, of course, then you look at the end of the season, they go to the Elite Eight. They lose to Vermont. If you remember, they lose to Vermont in overtime to go to the Frozen Four. Vermont shoots a puck through the net, and play continued on for a couple more minutes. And when there was a whistle, they went back, and it went through the net, and Vermont won in overtime. And then we ended up going to the Frozen Four.
I know that they needed to be in the same league as Army. I get why they left the CHA, but take the listeners back to the beginning of the CHA and how important it was to have Army and Air Force, and what those two programs meant to kind of be a stabilizing force in the league.
Well, again, there's a lot of things that went on. If you take a look, there were so many moving parts back then. In 1999, you have all your leagues that are established. Well, then you have these schools that are going to go Division One. They're leaving. Huntsville's leaving Division Two. You know, Bemidji State is. We didn't want to. We had to. We had to go drop our program or go to Division One because the NCAA limited the Division Two playoffs. So we go. Alabama goes. Finley starts hockey. Air Force is an independent. Army's an independent. And I'm missing some schools even. Finley, I thought I mentioned Finley. Wayne State was a year or two later. Robert Morris was like 3 or 4 years later. So we just basically started the CHA, and it was actually a scheduling alliance more than anything. But, yes, it was a league, but it was a scheduling alliance. And Niagara, they were independent. So we took all the teams that were independent Division One, and the teams that went from Division Two to Division One, we created the CHA, and that's what it was. And then if you take a look, Army was here 1 year, and they went back to become an independent. And then Finley came, Wayne State came, and then a couple years later, I think it was like 2004, 2005, I think Robert Morris came. So that's kind of a little bit of the background of the CHA, and it's amazing when you kind of take a look at these programs, where everything's evolved. And you're exactly right, though, Schultz. We had two established programs in Army at the Division One level. I mean, two established programs in Army and Air Force, and great name recognition. And then you have a school like Bemidji State, and Huntsville had great tradition at the small college level. So it really actually was a fun league.
On to the Beavers. You're starting to get a little healthier. How close to 100% are you?
Well, we're not. Showdall's out the year, so we have 14 forwards. We're going to have one player out tonight. He's sick. And we have 13 forwards. Brendan Harris is back. We're getting there, Schultz. And, again, we're in a lot better shape than we were before break.
Interviewed Dan Billett just a couple of minutes ago here on the pregame show, and he said his key to the second half is to have, I'm using his quote, five guys on the ice pulling in the same direction. Do you agree with that?
Well, I think you always have to have that. Again, you can't have one guy on their own program and four guys doing something because it just doesn't work. You got to work collectively as a group. The biggest thing is you just got to watch certain things. You know, our work ethic is outstanding. We just got to watch, you know, basically our puck management a lot of times. And you can't have guys saying, I'm going to take control of the situation right now. Because you can't at this level. You just can't. So you got to work collectively as a group. And that's one thing, Danny, I appreciate him saying that, because we're talking about working collectively as a group defensively in the neutral zone, in the offensive zone. It's all about groups of five. And we need five guys pulling in the same direction. And it's pretty standard. It's pretty standard coaching and pretty standard probably, verbiage. But, you know, you need that, and you just have to make sure, again, that everybody's got good buy-in.
A couple of Beaver alums out on this trip. How nice is it to kind of hang with them and to have them hang around your guys?
They're good guys, and it's always fun to have. It's always fun to have fans out here, and you know, we've got a group of alumni: Bob Nyberg and Bruce Falk and Danny Schuler and Jim McElmory out here. So it's good to have those guys out here, and they're having fun. They want to watch the Beavers, but they also are enjoying Colorado Springs, and they're going to do an academy tour today with Greg Rice, and Rob Zavarel, Deanne Zavarel out here, you know, great supporters of the program as well, and a ton of other fans. I can't mention everybody because we'd be here for another, you know, half hour, but we're using our allotment of tickets, which is great, and more. So we have a good collective group of fans here, so hopefully, again, they're going to be pretty loud.
Best of luck.
Thanks, Schultz.
Tom Ceritori, head coach of the Beavers. Starting lineups next on the Beaver Radio Network.